Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
It is 30 minutes after the hour, and you're listening to Conversations Live. It's our special Breakfast with Books edition, where we give you a little food for thought to chew on throughout the day and also share with those that you meet. During the first part of our show, we spoke to author Wasim Young about his publishing company and how he's been able to really help people through his own example to realize what's possible for them. Our next guest is doing the same thing, and she does so in a book that I think you all will definitely want to add to your reading list. Arla Karabulat is making her first appearance on our program today to talk to us about her book, The Worst Evil, Losing Yourself. Now, this is a book I think that will really help you to understand your own value, your own wealth and worth, and also why it's important to invest in yourself as well. Arla, good morning to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Look, the pleasure is definitely all ours. We appreciate you joining us early this morning and to really discuss this book that I think is really so powerful in so many different ways, Arla. You give us great examples from your own life as to how you have been able to find how to be able to stay away from this evil of depriving yourself, but I think also giving great examples as to what's possible for us. I want to start with this. What has it been like for you to see the way that people have been not only receiving the book, but really responding to it, looking at their lives and wondering how they can be able to use what you're sharing?
Well, it's interesting to me because people who don't really know what they believe, you know they believe something and they want to believe in God, they have been the best responders. The people who have kind of a systemized religion, they're a little bit more skeptical about it because it seems very counterintuitive to them, you know. They have been taught that they shouldn't feel good about themselves, that they should feel bad about themselves. And
right.
I grew up in that culture. And it was really distressing to me. I mean, it's sort of been my life's work to try to figure out what the truth is. Does God want us to feel bad? Does he want us to feel ashamed of ourselves? Does he work that way? And I've come out with, no, I don't think he does.
Right. Yeah.
It's kind of shocking for some people.
Well, you know what? It is. And you talk throughout this book. In fact, we were talking, Arla, just before we went live here. It is fascinating to me, and I'm so glad. And I had my share of issues when I was growing up, and I mentioned this in my review to you on Amazon.com. But I think it's amazing how that God has been really used to make people feel less than. And that just seems so counterintuitive to me. You talk about it in the book, and I was sharing with you one of the things that struck me that you wrote in the book is God wants to know us. He wants us to know that he loves us, and he wants us to be able to have a relationship with him where we feel comfortable with him. When you came to that realization, when you came to that thought that, you know what I have heard about God, what I may even have thought about God, is not the truth of God, how did that liberate you, and especially as you moved forward in your life?
Well, you have to understand it took quite a while. it was quite a process for me to learn that because I was so steeped in the opposite. But when that broke on my mind, that God really wanted me to know that I was loved and valued, it was like somebody turning on a light. I mean, it was just amazing the difference that it made in my mind. It made Scripture totally different. I was very familiar with the Bible, and it was like putting on new glasses and seeing it all through new lenses. It was amazing. It was just amazing because it's such a different basis. It's such a different foundation, you know, of walking around feeling bad about yourself and then all of a sudden finding out that you are so desperately and crazily loved. I mean, that somebody desires just being with you. And that's the whole basis of the good news about God. How could we have missed it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you think about it, I was in graduate school, and I had a teacher who said to me, I was having my own issues with relationships, and she said to me, you know, love makes you feel more, not less. Love
right.
makes you feel bigger, not smaller, you know, taller, not smaller. It makes you feel better about yourself. It shouldn't make you feel worse. And she was talking about human love. And if it's true, if that's true about human love or romantic love, how much more so about God's love?
Exactly. Exactly. Arla, you're very personal and transparent in this book. I should say, for those who haven't read it, you even talk about your own relationship with your mother and in the umbrella of relationship with God, and you talked about the contrast of what your mother experienced as well as what you grew to get to, but that you weren't there yet. You talk about it almost like it's a class, and I think that's the thing. You mentioned a few times when it comes to different issues in the book, like trust, that you do have to crawl before you walk. But do you think that as your relationship with God evolved, and as your understanding of who he was evolved, that did help you to better understand and appreciate who you were as an individual?
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt. I think that you can't really appreciate who you are until you know that you're loved. I mean, and there are some people. I sat with a client this week who was telling me a very, very sad past. I mean, it was just so sad, broke my heart. And this person has this sense that he was never really wanted, never really loved. I mean, how do you connect with God loves me if you've never experienced being loved?
Exactly.
I mean, it's hard. It's very difficult. And that right there tells us that, you know, God doesn't want us to feel like we are this scum of the earth that he's coming down and just so graciously picking up. I mean, we are broken. There is no doubt about that. And we have a lot of negativity in us that works against us. And, you know, we really do have to use this wonderful gift of a power of choice. But but we are valued. And that is a basic tenet of all through Scripture, that we are so valued that God would take on this horrendous mission to rescue us. It's because of our value.
Exactly. That brings up a powerful thing. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Arla.
I was just going to say we've had it backwards.
And that brings up something that you wrote in the book. I'm actually going to read this. I want to kind of reset for those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online. You're listening to Conversations Live. Arla Kara Boulad is making her first appearance on a program this morning. We're talking about her book, The Worst Evil, Losing Yourself. Arla, when I first read this book, I thought, wow, this is so powerful, and so many people need this. One thing, too, that you wrote in the book, and this is what I want to read, because it really shows that, you know, we are a part of making God real to people by the ways that we're able to live our lives. This is what you wrote on page 189 of the book, and I think this is so great. I want our listeners to take this in. God is correcting what went wrong. It's long, it's painful, and we are part of the solution. We are the textbook for Freedom 101, but it didn't have to be us. We aren't guinea pigs. Adam and Eve had everything they needed to make good choices, and the good news is we still do. God's ever-present spirit. Evidence was cited earlier that if we don't feel capable of making the right choices, we only have to turn toward him, and he will help in that too. And then you wrote this: right now we are center stage and have the ability to help God by setting the record straight. Yes, you have to get to know him, but that improves your life. And there's that connection that we're really talking about here, the connection in knowing that, yes, God exists, yes, he loves you, and he has entrusted you with the opportunity to let people know who he is and what he's capable of doing. You go on to say this in the book: if we have come to grips with information in the universe, then we also have to come to grips with the possibility of more than one source giving information. What is the nature of the information? Is it true? How do you know bad input? And that's what you go on to talk about, is how we kind of get to that place. Now, also in the book, Arla, you kind of give us ideas, and when it comes to people, about why it's so important for us to watch who we trust, watch who we invest in, and also watch who we kind of give our all to. You even say in the book it's not good to kind of put everything into one person. Why is that so important, and why should our listeners keep that in mind?
Well, we're so easily influenced. You know, I mean, whatever we are made, our mind is made so that whatever we focus on grows. So whatever catches our focus, whatever we choose to invest in, becomes bigger and bigger and becomes who we are. that is how we are. You know, we were made free. That's how we were created originally. And then we became broken, and now we have this battle going on inside each one of us where choice is required. I mean, if you just float along, you're probably going to go with the negative because it's easier. And so it's very important for us to know this. I mean, I think so many people don't realize that we are a war zone. We live in a war zone. And that's why there is suffering. And that's why there is all these things that so many people find so hard to understand. You know, and they say, why do all these bad things happen? Why do bad things happen? If God is a loving God, why do all these bad things happen? Why did this happen to me? I had no choice over that. But it's because we live in this place where this is what's happening. And, you know, the dark side has been so effective at covering this over and kind of putting all of us to sleep. And, you know, there's nothing going on here. There's nothing really going on here. And so we kind of think that, and we just go after what we want, you know, what feels good. And the path of what feels good usually takes us to addiction. Because in trying to satisfy that need that's in every one of us, we don't really usually go after God as the first thing. I don't know why that is, but I guess it's the negativity in us.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we have to be careful, because we are creating ourselves continually by our choices and by the influences we surround ourselves with.
Right.
Is that an answer?
it is an answer. It is an answer, and it leads me into another point that I think, and we're going to actually, what we're going to do, ask my producer to hold off on the break, because this is an important thing that I think I'd love to try to get in here. I have noticed a theme, and it wasn't planned by me, in some of the guests that I've had recently, Arla, and you talk about it in your book, The Worst Evil, Losing Yourself, is how sometimes the enemy, you know, creates, you know, such a bad environment around us because of fear. And fear becomes this paralyzing entity. It may be a fear of what hasn't even happened, but what could happen. And that has really stopped people from feeling that they can have anything. They're afraid of being hurt, so they don't try to, you know, fall in love. They don't try to trust. They may be afraid of what others will think about them, so they don't allow themselves to be known. And you talk about that, how so many people are living a lie because they think you won't like them. They become a mirror of what you want. And that is such a sad thing, but you mention it in the prism of being able to love who you are and knowing that you were created to be the person who you are, and that is to be celebrated. Talk to us about that, how important it has been for you to overcome fear and how it can paralyze, and to be able to move forward in faith and love.
That is so basic for me, because I have a personality that was pretty organized around fear. I've had just a huge battle through my whole life of just getting rid of it, just realizing it's not real. Most of what people fear, 80% of it, I think someone has said, does never happen. It's not even real. And I think it's one of the enemy's main tools to keep us down, you know, to keep us from realizing how we are loved, from realizing our value, from realizing what we could do and what we can be. I still struggle with that, because I still get, you know, just hit with waves of, oh, this book isn't going to go anywhere. This isn't going to do anything, you know.
Right.
I mean, we are really in a war. We really are. And fear is one of the main weapons. And so, yes, we're always having to fight this. And the antidote for that fear is love.
Right.
The opposite of fear, or the opposite of love, is not hate. The opposite of love is really fear. Because it keeps us so stuck, and it keeps us so worried, and so, you know, we're so caught up in, like you said, mirroring what other people want, you know, putting out there what we think they want. This is a huge problem.
Exactly.
And for us to find our, yes, for us to find our true selves and be that takes confidence. It takes confidence that we're loved already, that we're coming from a place that we have value.
And knowing that we're not missing. Yeah, and not knowing, and knowing that we're not missing anything. A lot of times we feel as though we're missing something that is making us, that will make us whole, instead of realizing that you have what you need.
Right, right. The only thing really, I think, that we're missing is just that love from God, that connection. You know,
yeah.
Love is a tremendous energy. I don't know if you know that or not.
Mm-hmm.
But Scripture says that God is love. And it also says, you probably read this in the book too, that God is a consuming fire. I mean, he is that kind of energy. He is an energy that we can't even comprehend it. And if that kind of love equals that kind of energy, man, isn't that something?
Exactly.
I mean, think about it. That's what God wants to fill us with, is that kind of love energy. What could happen to you if you
mm-hmm.
got filled with that?
Right.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Opening up the door to endless possibilities, and I think that's the thing.
Oh.
And that is why. Yeah, that is why, you know, the fear, I think, is so good to get past, because if you can not be afraid of it, there's really no limit to what you're able to accomplish and to the impact you can have on the world.
That's true. That's true. And everybody has their own little particular thing to give. I mean, that's just
right.
Amazing to me, too. I can't even wrap my head around that.
Mm-hmm.
You would think there'd be some overlap, wouldn't you?
Exactly.
But there isn't.
And it goes, Arla, to what you said on page 176. You said this, and I love the way you worded it. My whole life has been an experiment of knowing God, trying to find that sweet spot of no fear, relating to him as a friend. I'd found a God who wants to be known, desires to love us, encourages us to find our true selves, hopes for a relationship with each of us. And I think that sums it up. That is again, the epitome of love. And to be able to really get that, to get the God that is that, I think that is really one of the best things that any of us can experience. So what would you hope, as people are listening to this conversation, and you and I believe could go on and on with this, because there are just so many great, I think, tidbits throughout the book for us to be able to look at ourselves and say, wow, am I to this place? I even said in my review on Amazon, asking questions, are we there? You know, am I there? How do you, and if you're not, how do you get there? What do you hope our listeners and those who read the book understand and appreciate about how losing yourself is really a choice, and how it really is up to them to decide today that they want to move forward in loving themselves?
Well, the only thing that you have really is you. You don't own anything else or anyone else. You can't change anybody else. You can't make anybody be anything other than what they are. The only thing that you have is you. That is your set of equipment. That's all there is for you. It's just you. God made you special. You are one of a kind. And this is the thing that grabs me so much, that we become our true selves by just acknowledging that he loves us and giving that self to him, and then we have so much more self than we ever would have had or can even imagine having. He
right.
gives us back. God is never in the business of taking away. He's always in the business of giving. And he wants us to have a relationship with him like there's nobody else in the universe. I mean, that's how much he loves us. And that's how much he's focused on us. And he can do that because he's infinite. We can't understand that. But he's capable of that. And that, to me, is just an awesome, awesome thought. That he wants us so much that it's like there's nobody else. And that's what we all want. We want to be loved like nobody's ever been loved before. We want to be loved like we're the most special one, like we're it, you know? And the only place you can have that is with God. But you can have it. It is there. He does love us that much, and he is capable of that.
There you go. A great thing to know. Again, everyone, you've been listening to Conversations Live, a continuation of our Breakfast with Books segment. We've been speaking with Arla Karabulat here on our show today. Her book is entitled The Worst Evil, Losing Yourself. Arla, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you and how they can get their own copy of the book.
Well, let me give you my website that's easiest to remember. The name of it is godhelps.net, as in safety net.
Okay.
That's probably the easiest way to remember it, and since probably many of them are in the car or driving or something, you're never going to remember my name. So godhelps.net is probably the easiest way, and that will take you to all my other websites and the books and everything else. Everything you could possibly want to know about me would be connected there.
We'll be connected there. So godhelps.net is where they could find you.
Godhelps.net, right.
Arla, congratulations again. Again, my review of The Worst Evil, Losing Yourself, is on Amazon.com now. You guys can head over there to read it and also get your own copy from there as well. Stay in contact with Arla at godhelps.net and be able, of course, to share the information from there. Arla, congratulations again, and thank you again for starting off the day with us. Really appreciate it.
Cyrus, thank you so much for loving the book and promoting it.
Glad to do it. Hey, more than welcome. Now, for any of our listeners who came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All we have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons that you'll find there. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take our time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning into this edition of our program. You guys make it a great one.